concept that they were living in an orchestrated Truman show that they did not understand. They're not going to have the idea of like, oh, sure, the vaccines were a little bit more dangerous than claimed and maybe a little bit less effective and maybe we knew a little bit more about the lab leaks. No way. You spat directly in my face and told me not only that it was raining, but that I was a crazy person for thinking that you spat directly in my face and you piled up how many Nobel laureates to defend the idea that any inquiry into the origin of this virus was racism. It's like, you're dead to me. And I think that that's what people are not understanding in the Democratic Party. Increasingly, the basic attitude is whoever this class of people is that crawled into our elite institutions is just dead. Like, there's nothing Anthony Fauci could say at this moment that I want to hear. It's not that I don't think that he doesn't know virology or epidemiology. I know I can't trust him because of the way in which he looked into my eyes. And then, you know, when Stephen Colbert is dancing with syringes, singing the vaccine song, and Ariana Grande, you know, is in a super highly produced number from like Hairspray, but converted to vaccines, with a giant picture of Anthony Fauci, and everybody's celebrating like it's a May Day celebration. I get it. I live in a completely fake world.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Just the other day, Rolling Stone reported on a speech that I just recently gave in Las Vegas. The title, Conspiracy Theory Kingpin Calls for Hunter Biden's Execution. And here's the body quote. To hear Stu Peters tell it, Fauci deserves the gallows because the federal physician scientist supposedly backed a Wuhan bioweapons lab and that this illegal research cost millions of lives. The younger Biden should get the Julius and Ethel Rosenberg treatment, Peters insisted, for the treason of selling this country off to rich oligarchs. Peters also demanded that Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, be executed as a treasonous traitor, because he has permitted legions of rapists and murderers and killers and goons to breach the border. In the world that we are going to build, Peters declared, traitors will hang. As Peters ramped up this violent diatribe, including with a call to drown doctors who care for transgender patients, no one cut his microphone. The North Las Vegas crowd didn't recoil. Rather, they filled the giant air-conditioned tent hall with hoots and hollers of approval. After Peters thundered his demand for permanent accountability with extreme prejudice, MC Clay Clark treated Peters as if he were a WWE star. Ladies and gentlemen, he intoned, let's hear it for Stu Peters. Unquote. That's all. No objections. No, we don't even need to add anything. That's a perfectly fair quote from Rolling Stone. They quoted exactly what we would have quoted ourselves if we had to write that article. And no doubt there are plenty of Rolling Stone readers out there who hadn't heard of us. And guess what? They are relieved to finally realize they aren't alone. Of course, the crowds are cheering. Of course, they're growing larger with every event that I do. Millions of people feel the exact same way we do. They know their country has been getting looted for decades. They know that their last presidential election was rigged on behalf of a pedophile, a senile traitor, and his whoremongering, treasonous son. They know that we live under the empire of lies. And while all of them want that to change and for their old country to be restored, more and more of them want to exact and impose permanent accountability along the way. Our movement is growing, and guess what? It's about to explode. Because our elites are in a panic. This fake, illegitimate Biden administration has been a complete disaster for the puppeteers pulling his strings. They can feel their control slipping. And so they're reaching into their bag of tricks for what worked last time. Another lockdown, another plandemic, more masking, more compulsory shots, another genocidal level kill-off. But they're going about it in the most inept way possible. Because you see, they can't scare us with a doomsday virus anymore. They only got to do that once. We wised up. So instead, they're making desperate moves like trying to get us to care about Whoopi Goldberg. Uh-oh, everyone. She missed an episode of The View. Run for the hills. Save yourselves. Not only that, but Jill Biden, who has AIDS, apparently tested positive for COVID also. Even though she's had what we can only assume is about a dozen shots. Guess what? Didn't matter. And of course, now we're being told that Joe Biden, the shambling corpse that they pretend is president, is back in a mask as well. It's all like a sick and sad joke. But we're not laughing. No, they can feel their power slipping away. They're desperate to keep a grip. But that very desperation only reveals just exactly how frantic they really are. Chad Prather is a pro-liberty political commentator and a comedian. He joins us now. Chad, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you.
Thanks, Duke. Always good to see you.
Yeah, take a look at this.
Hey, as you can see, Whoopi is not here. She has COVID. Yes, it's back. It's back.
It's back.
But she's on the mend. She's on the tail end, and she'll probably be back this week. But sorry she's not here.
Yeah, we're really sorry that she wasn't able to make it. So here's what they're doing. What's your theory?
So if you watch that clip, you see the kind of the clapping and the oohs and the ahs and the kind of the tongue-in-cheek responses and comments on the part of the host as well as the audience in regard to Whoopi having COVID. Now, what happened to the death ticker? Remember CNN, Fox, everybody had the death ticker. It was the worst thing that's ever happened since the bubonic plague. You couldn't see your grandmother in the nursing home. It was the end of all of us. If you didn't get vaccinated and stay double masked and 6 feet apart from each other and stay at home and, you know, shut down travel and businesses and everything else, thrusting a lot of our country into a worse depression than the Great Depression. But it's a joke to them now, Stu. And so they want to say, oh, but it's no big deal. She's on the mend. Slap a mask on Joe Biden. Jill Biden, she's been double vaxxed and no telling how many boosters. She's probably got a needle stuck out of her rear end right now. But hey, you know, she'll be just fine. Her symptoms are mild. They forget. You're right, because what they do is they see the power slipping away. It's like an abusive husband when the wife starts to wake up to the reality she's living in and she pushes back. He'll do anything to keep that power because to him, that's all he knows. This is what our federal government's doing to us. And, you know, to the point that you made about your speech in Las Vegas at Clay's event, look, people don't know their history. George Washington, when he was betrayed by Benedict Arnold, who was one of his most trusted revolutionary leaders as well as advisors, George Washington grieved over the fact that he was not going to be able to execute Benedict Arnold. He had escaped to a British ship out into the river and ultimately across the Atlantic to Britain itself. George Washington grieved over that. Why? Because he believed in liberty. He believed in freedom so much. He believed in the cause of the revolution to the point where men had died, had sacrificed for that freedom and for that new country. And he saw in Benedict Arnold a complete and total seditious traitor. I look at those who are representing the factions of tyranny in the federal government today. Anthony Fauci certainly comes to mind. This is a seditious traitor. He is a narcissist who's only interested in his own relevance. And he's willing to sacrifice you, your children, your grandmother in the nursing home in order to get it. So when we talk with such strong revolutionary level speech, I don't think it's something that Rolling Stone needs to worry about so much as they need to take heed to the fact that this country, you look at the J6 trials, if that's what you want to call them, you look at the liberties that have been stripped through the COVID pandemic and nightmare. The only result when you take people's voice and their liberties away, ultimately it falls to violence. This is the warning that people need to hear. When the house of cards fall, there's no more dangerous person on the planet than a man who has nothing left to live for. And they're taking that from us, Stu. And so this type of rhetoric, they may call it dangerous, but by God, their actions are far more dangerous. And I'm afraid they're going to see the results of that.
Yeah, and when somebody becomes really dangerous, it's because what we live our whole lives for, most of us who have children, is to make sure that they are safe, that they are protected, that they don't die, that they live a better life than what we had growing up, and that when we're gone, we leave them something greater than what we had, a country greater than what we had, a financial situation where they're set, You know, they've got all of their affairs in order. They know that you lived a great life and they celebrate the life that you lived with them, the memories that you guys made together. I mean, this is what real, like, Christian Americans really dream of. It's the American dream. I mean, it sounds cliche, but this is everything that we've talked about for our entire lives. And when we're watching them actively be killed and abused and tortured and groomed by child molesters in school and having a medical device strapped to their face, an oxygen-inhibiting, bacteria-ridden Sharia face muzzle without the permission or consent, having them taken away and having their genitals mutilated in the name of transgenderism without the consent or even knowledge in some cases of the parent. I mean, this is where it becomes really dangerous, because people will go to great lengths to defend their kids. And you mentioned Benedict Arnold and the situation with Washington. This was a man, George Washington, speaking of him, that really cared greatly about the rule of law, which has been completely wiped away from American civilization. And I think that what we're going to watch here with this new variant coming back is, again, the absence of the rule of law. And I think that Plandemic 1 is going to be nothing in comparison to what we're going to see now, because to your point and your reference about a husband who abuses his girl or his wife or girlfriend or whatever, these people will do anything. And that husband, that includes stabbing her 38 times in front of her kids like the illegal immigrant that they're searching for in Pennsylvania right now. They will do anything to keep control, even if it means, if I can't have you, if I can't control you, no one can, and I'm just going to kill you.
Yeah. When you have people like my friend, Nathan Hughes in Fayetteville, Arkansas, whose home was raided while his girlfriend was there, who recently suffered a miscarriage, when he's arrested out on the street, he wasn't even in the Capitol building. He just happened to be at the J6 protest. When you look at these incredible sentences that are being handed down with victimless crimes, 17 years to Terrio with 22 years, this is insanity. And the left, the progressive crazies on Twitter, they celebrate this. They celebrate this. The influencers on the left, they celebrate these types of things. This is a celebration of tyranny. That's judicial tyranny. What you just described is medical tyranny. And people are, you know, shrugging their shoulders saying, we don't know what to do. Well, there's an interesting verse in the Bible. You talk about, you know, a foundation of faith that says that, talking about the first century Christians that literally turned the world upside down with a message. It says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb with the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto death. See, we've gotten so comfortable as a first world country and so privileged that we believe that this life is all there is. But as you stated so eloquently, our children come next, and that generation and what we hand back to them is far more important in terms of how it washes upon the shores of eternity when one day we give an account for what we did with this life, Stu. You know, America's the greatest idea that's ever been created. And I believe we're the greatest country on the planet. We're slowly trying to sabotage that with a downward suicide spiral that we're trying to put ourselves in. But at the end of the day, what we do with this, to whom much is given, much is required. America, this idea, this beautiful, beautiful idea of America is being wasted and squandered by people who don't know their history, don't know the ideas that were founded upon. And it's a shame when you think that we're just so comfortable and living to ourselves, as long as we have the food to eat and the security to keep us safe at night. The air conditioner comes on and the refrigerator works. But here's the thing, Stu, all of that, and folks need to hear what I'm going to say, all of that is going away very soon. If we don't stand up right now and do something about this, all of that goes away. And it starts with loving not your life, even unto death.
So when I talk about extreme and permanent accountability for the people who have unleashed all of this tyranny, whether it's orchestrating the physical invasion of our country, or whether it is selling our country off to oligarchs in China and Ukraine, or whether it is releasing a weapon of biowarfare and then creating compulsory, coercion, essentially, to force people to take them and to scare the hell out of them so they go inject their kids with it and these kids are dying. When I talk about that, there's a precedent for these things. That's called upholding the rule of law. That's not unprecedented. But for a while, Chad, I was on an island for about a year as, you know, a guy with a large platform like this saying, no, these people need to be indicted, tried, and fried when they're found convicted. They need to be executed. And people were just like, oh my God, I can't believe he's saying this. And I can't believe the feds are going to show up on his doorstep. No, they're not, because that's free speech. It's protected speech. And I'm talking about after a fair and thorough but very speedy trial, and after a conviction, that people are held to extreme account. Well, now I'm being joined. Alex Jones is talking about this. Dan Bongino is starting to talk about this, both with very large platforms as well. What does that tell you about the way that the window is shifting, and what does it tell you about how people are now starting to realize, hey, this may be the only opportunity that we have to save the future for our children in this country?
Yeah. They ran scientific medical experiments on us. That's what they did. They limited our travel, our ability to communicate. Our freedoms were quite literally stripped away. And they ran medical experiments on people. We should have known when Anthony Fauci reared his squirrely little head. They should have known their history of what he did in Africa with the AIDS epidemic, all the things that he did. This is an evil, evil man. When we talk about the Nazis doing these types of things to the Jews of Germany, people in awe says, well, they're you know, they put their hand over their mouth and they said there's no punishment bad enough for what these men did to a generation in Germany. But yet we're going to sit there and tolerate this and laugh about it on The View and say, well, the president's going to mask up when he's indoors. You know, now he's got a face diaper and an actual diaper on. You know, we're gonna mockingly say, well, Jill Biden, she's gonna be fine. You know, she's been double boosted. You know, now there's a study coming out that's actually saying that if you have been, quote, vaccinated, you're probably more susceptible to this new strain of COVID.
That's right.
That's a medical experiment gone awry. You pumped yourself full of whatever poison that Moderna or Pfizer came out with in a matter of months. And this accountability needs to go all the way up to Donald Trump. Donald Trump needs to say, I apologize. I listened to the information that I was given. Warp speed was a mistake, you know, and all of these people who advocated for the shutdowns and these medical experiments to happen need to give an account. It's on par with another Nuremberg, if you ask me. And I don't believe that we can be harsh enough in our rhetoric.
In that same speech, I said, you know, we won't call it Nuremberg 2. We'll call it the Washington Trials 1.0. You know, I've got a couple minutes left here, but I respect your opinion, so I'm interested to hear your answer to this. You said that the people need to come together and they need to do something to save or take back our country. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact quote here just a minute ago. What does that look like? What exactly does that look like?
See, I like to throw the example of January 6th into the mix consistently because that was part of their PSYOP as well. They know that by handing out these massive prosecution penalties that they will deter anyone from ever protesting again. The reason January 6th happened is because people felt like their voice was taken away. There were instigators that were involved in that. You can't convince me otherwise that knew that it was going to be a powder keg of people with strong emotions who felt like their rights had been stolen away. And so what people have got to do is say, you know what? We're the ones who hold this government accountable. You don't overthrow a government with selfie sticks and flagpoles, okay? That's not what happened on January 6th. No one showed up armed or anything like that. And God forbid anybody ever does. But Stu, they're trying to use a scare tactic to stop us from ever coming together again and collectively putting our voices out there against what this federal government is doing. It's a sham, and we can't be afraid to continue standing up to it. You say, well, I don't want to go to prison. Well, I don't want to be martyred either for something I strongly believe in. But sometimes these are issues that you have to stand for regardless of the consequences. I think when we get that type of mindset, you'll see that, hey, they'll say they're not afraid of us anymore. And then I think they wake up and they begin to listen.
Yeah. I said it a few weeks ago after thinking long and hard about it before I was just laying in bed, trying to go to sleep one night. And I just thought to myself about, you know, 1775 going into 76. And you think about these young kids really in the Continental Army who are just massively outnumbered. The weaponry, you know, from the opposition was far superior to that of anything. They were so low on gunpowder that they were literally told, don't shoot until you can see the whites in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at a certain death sentence if they made a forward advancement into Washington. They were leaving their young families at home, their wives and their young infant and toddler children at home. And God only knows what's going to happen to them in my absence, right? If the enemy comes upon them. You know, is my wife going to be raped? Are my kids going to be tortured and killed and dismembered? I mean, nobody knew what was going to happen. Those were the sacrifices that those people made. They really did put it all on the line, and they really did do it in the name of freedom and individual liberty and autonomy and justice and law and order and the right to be able to worship God the way that we wanted to as Christians under a Christian-founded country, right? Those were really the motivations. Unlike the current wars instigated by the military-industrial complex in Iraq or Afghanistan or Libya or Syria or now Ukraine and this proxy war against Russia, that's all fake. Mm-hmm. This was a real war fought by real patriots making real sacrifices. Who in the hell do we think we are that we feel like we're just entitled to inherit the country that they left us without making sacrifices ourselves?
And that's right.
I think that people really need to be ready for that. Final words.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that. And I'll just say this, Stu, because you're crazy, I'm crazy, and we have no lack of audience that's out there that'll all tell us we're crazy, right? We're nuts.
For sure, yeah.
So were those revolutionaries that put a hat on their head made out of a raccoon and shot from behind trees with a terrible musket. These words that we're saying, before anybody criticizes and Rolling Stone writes another article, these words we're saying, this type of rhetoric was demanded of us by our founding fathers. These conversations were demanded by our founding fathers that we have them. So to me, that's the end of the story. And I think that that's an argument we've got to make.
I agree, 100%. Chad Prather, always on point. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
I don't believe in the process of elections. I believe it's all rigged. I believe that they're all stolen. And the more I talk about this with experts every day, the more I'm convinced that we're living in this movie. It's all fake. But let's just say that somehow, magically, overnight, we return to this constitutional republic, two-party representative government system where your vote counts and it's real. There's not a single candidate who's willing to throw their balls on the table and stand up to do the right thing. The institutions that we rely on, the government, the legal system, the media, all of them seem to be increasingly focused on their own agendas rather than serving the interests of the public. We need to recognize that we can't count on them to save us. So you have to save yourself. And part of saving yourself means protecting your future. That's why I partnered with Gold Co. Because I believe that they can help you get into gold and silver just like they did for me. Here's the facts. Gold Co. has helped protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people just like you and me. And right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver with qualified orders just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect 50 grand or $500,000 or more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from their out-of-control, corrupt government. Don't be a victim. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD or go to goldco.com/stew.
I'm going to fill this box here and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Here's a question. You ever feel like your pain is holding you back? How many of you aren't able to go on a walk with your grandchildren because your knees hurt too much? This is the reality for millions of people over 50. They suffer from pain that can make it difficult to get around, to sleep, to enjoy life. But there is a brand new product that can help you get your life back. QE Strong Pain Patches are made with natural ingredients that are extremely safe, and they work. Just simply apply one patch to the affected area and you'll feel relief in minutes. If you're tired of living with pain, try QE Strong Pain Patches today. Go to qestrong.com/stew. Again, that's qestrong.com/stew. So on this program, we've always done everything that we can to highlight how the federal government uses plants and informants to defame and sabotage America First movements. I mean, I think all of that is pretty obvious by now. Everybody knows that. On January 6th, they had agent provocateurs dotting the crowd, egging on more violent behavior, creating a scene when nothing else would have ever happened otherwise. But the Fed's efforts go well beyond January 6th. Yeah, anywhere that conservatives and America Firsters are trying to organize and take action, it's a sure thing that the Feds will be showing up to spy on them and to sow chaos. And at the same time that they sabotage America First causes by planting fake Nazis in the American right, the CIA is also supporting real Nazis abroad, while also encouraging their work right here in this country. It's a perfect double move. Kill Russians and start wars abroad, delegitimize the opposition at home. Laura Loomer recently revealed a huge breakthrough on this front. Recently on Twitter, she unmasked a certain figure called Boneface. He's a neo-Nazi. Boneface, whose real name is Kent McClellan, has actually been traveling back and forth between Ukraine and here as a member of that neo-Nazi Azov battalion. In 2012, Boneface was arrested for receiving training in domestic terrorism, but then went free, and he's continued to work with the Azov battalion. And as a video that Laura just released the other day shows, Boneface has been given special protections by federal law enforcement that local police are baffled by. Listen closely to this excerpt from a tape that Loomer just put online.
Terrorist organization member.
Sure.
Never seen that one before.
Is it?
Says a contact to screening center.
Oh yeah, my bad. Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
I've never seen it either.
Arms, dangerous, violence, indices. That's definitely him. You got Border Patrol's phone number on this.
What's that?
You got Border Patrol's phone number on this.
Really?
Are you from Ukraine?
Let's get back a little bit, sir.
So this Boneface goon has a criminal history going back a decade and a half at least, and he's jetting back and forth between here and Ukraine. Doesn't really make any sense given what we know of his history. I mean, we have people getting a decade in prison for walking aimlessly through the Capitol escorted by cops, and we let a neo-Nazi travel freely to a war zone and back? I mean, in fact, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever unless you assume that actually America's criticism of Azov is fake, and we've just been supporting and encouraging them all the way back to stoke a war with Russia. I mean, if you just assume that simple fact, everything that has happened with Boneface makes perfect sense. We want to hear more insight on that, of course. To that end, Laura Loomer joins us now. Laura, thank you so much for coming. I mean, this is a bombshell report and audio video that you released of this body cam footage. What does this say about our involvement in Ukraine and Ukraine's involvement here?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me, Stu. And yeah. You said it perfectly. It's quite alarming, you know, and it's proof that everything that the Democrats and everything that the Biden administration accuses Donald Trump and the right of doing is actually what they're guilty of doing. You know that Joe Biden actually launched his presidential campaign off of the Charlottesville lie, in which he said that Donald Trump is an ally to white supremacists and Nazis, and the left's favored lie of, oh, Donald Trump said that the Nazis at Charlottesville were very good people, when that's not what he said at all. And why do I bring Charlottesville up? Well, because if you go back to the time of Charlottesville, you'll see that even FBI documents revealed when people submitted FOIA requests that there were actual Ukrainian Nazis who participated in that rally. And I bring that up because this weekend in Orlando, Florida, I stumbled upon this Nazi rally in which this individual, Kent McClellan, who goes by the name Boneface, was in attendance. And they were waving swastika flags. They were shouting anti-Jewish slurs at me, sea-kyling and shouting white power in my face, calling me all types of disgusting names. And while he was participating in that Nazi rally, he was chanting Slava Ukraine, and he had a Ukrainian accent. And so I took some photos and videos of him, and turns out, you know, looking him up, because, you know, he has tattoos all over his face, he's pretty, you know, identifiable. He was actually arrested by the FBI in the state of Florida on charges of domestic terrorism for trying to do paramilitary training with American Nazi white supremacist movements. And this is a story that you can find. It was printed by all the mainstream media in 2012. And you would expect somebody to serve a lot of prison time if they were arrested for terrorist activity and declared a domestic terrorist. You also cannot get on the fly list to travel outside of the United States of America if you are arrested or charged with domestic terrorism. And so we know that this individual, as I have reported in my exclusive report, was recruited by the CIA to join and participate in Nazi militia movements with the group Right Sector that was propped up by the CIA in 2014 for the Ukrainian Color Revolution. And then in 2022, around that time, he also is documented having been in Ukraine and has said that he participated in activities with the Azov Battalion. And what's interesting about this is that, you know, he posts about this on his social media. And I actually was able to find an old interview that he did where he admits to working with the CIA. And I was able to investigate Boneface, and I uncovered images that show that he has a Azov Battalion badge. And he was also awarded a medal from our United States government upon his return from Ukraine for his services. And so not only is the United States government weaponizing violent felons and domestic terrorist Nazis, everything that they're saying is, you know, the biggest threat in our country, they're sending them overseas to fight alongside Nazis and participate in war crimes on our taxpayer dime. And so this is concerning because we have sent over $200 billion of our taxpayer money to fund the efforts in Ukraine. And they constantly talk about exporting democracy, but all we're doing is exporting Nazism.
Yeah.
And
We've talked, and this is really important what you're saying, because we've talked on this program before about 2014, and you mentioned 2014, our CIA recruited him to go over to Ukraine for a color revolution, and we talk about a democratically elected administration that was overthrown in Ukraine, allegedly at the hands of our CIA, with a violent insurrection that they then employed our media to make look like some popular BLM-style uprising. And so this guy was helping the CIA to practice all of the same tactics in Ukraine in 2014, civil unrest, rioting, yes, burning, violence, looting, election theft, regime change, that the, yes, CIA then implemented here in November of 2020 and again on January 6th.
Yes. And another story that I broke this weekend, you know, connecting all these dots, when I released this information about this, this Nazi, this American Nazi who was actually given Ukrainian citizenship, mm-hmm, after he went to Ukraine to fight with these Nazis in the Azov Battalion, I was approached by Jacob Chansley, who has been referred to as the QAnon shaman. He's, yep, probably the most famous January 6th defendant out of all of the January 6ers because of the imagery of the Viking horns inside the Capitol. And Jacob Chansley is out on probation right now. And he contacted me and said, wow, you know, this is really crazy. This is, you know, like color revolution, like you said, that you're pointing out. And I said, yes, it is. And he goes, you know, nobody's ever published this, but I want to tell you something. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, during my interview with the FBI, when I was arrested, they asked me if I knew a Ukrainian spy, and they showed me a photo. And it's a photo of a Ukrainian spy operative by the name of Sergei Dubinin, who was photographed at the Capitol with Jacob Chansley. And Jacob said that the guy approached him and asked to take a photo with him. And he said he didn't know who he was, but that the FBI confirmed to him during this interrogation that it was a Ukrainian spy. And they kept on pressing him, thinking that he was some part of a Ukrainian intelligence operation. And so I released this information this weekend, and then Newsweek ends up contacting the FBI, to which the FBI says they're not going to, well, they didn't really address it. They didn't even release a statement. They didn't confirm or deny it. But the fact of the matter is we have January 6ers who were just sentenced to decades in prison. Enrique Tarrio, who wasn't even at the Capitol, he's the head of the Proud Boys, was just sentenced to 22 years in prison yesterday, and he wasn't there. But we have the FBI hiding from the American public that Ukrainian spy operatives who work for, they disguise themselves as operators of a camera for a TV station that is really a front as a Ukrainian spy operation. It's 1+1 TV. And it's also tied to a Ukrainian oligarch who happens to be one of the largest stakeholders in Burisma. You see how this is all coming full circle? What do we know about Burisma? Their ties to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. They penetrated the United States Capitol with cameras. So what did they take? What did they record? Did they record classified information? information on their cameras? Is this the reason why they haven't released the January 6th tapes, even though people like Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene have continued to lie and say that these tapes were released when they never were? Is it because our government doesn't want us knowing that actual Ukrainian spies penetrated the Capitol and Ukraine thus committed an act of war against the United States of America by sending foreign spies to penetrate the most secure building where our political affairs takes place in this country outside of the White House? This is an act of war, and the Biden administration has rewarded these Ukrainian operatives by sending $200 billion, and they are participating in color revolution tactics. And I wouldn't even be surprised if our own government knew about this ahead of time, because they have concealed it. They have never informed the public that our Capitol was penetrated by Ukrainian spies until I released this information. People had documented individuals who they actually falsely cataloged, as Russian, because Ukrainian and Russian sound so similar that, you know, there have been some reports about, oh, Ukrainian or Russian individuals. And disinformation agent said that Sergei Dubinin was a Russian when he's actually Ukrainian, in an effort to smear the Russians and make it look like the Russians were working with Trump supporters on January 6th to instigate violence, when really these are Ukrainian spies and operatives who have arrest warrants out for them in Ukraine. And so this is a major scandal, and it shows that the United States government is not only concealing the fact that there are neo-Nazi spies operating on U.S. soil, but they are actually helping them recruit and funding them to go overseas and participate in war crimes against the Russians.
So while they're saying that Ukrainian spies are indeed Russians, and while they're saying in the same tone that Vladimir Putin is a war criminal, it turns out that the real spies are from Ukraine and the real war criminals are in the corporate crime syndicate known as the U.S. government.
They also said that Vladimir Putin was mentally ill and that he had a brain tumor and that he was losing his mind, because he said that the United States government and the CIA was actually trying to Nazify Ukraine. And he said that he was trying to denazify it and get rid of the Nazi-controlled biolabs. Remember this? And then the United States official said that, oh, well, he's sick and he may have cancer and he may have a brain tumor, which is why he's acting irrational. Well, it turns out Vladimir Putin was right after all, right? They are trying to Nazify Ukraine, and he was trying to denazify Ukraine. These people are Nazis, and they are, after all, backed by the FBI and the CIA and our DOD, because this guy clearly he should be behind a prison cell right now. This domestic terrorist who is actually going to be arraigned tomorrow. Check this out. I was looking at his court documents, and he has an arraignment in Volusia County tomorrow at the DeLand Courthouse at 1:30 p.m., this bone-faced character, for home invasion, burglary, and battery, domestic violence. And so how is it that a violent felon on domestic violence charges, who also got caught trafficking methamphetamines, is not in prison even after he beat the living crap out of a woman and then travels abroad? How do you travel abroad as a domestic terrorist? I mean, they put January 6th defendants on the no-fly list. Roger Stone, when he was under investigation, couldn't even leave the country, and he still can't leave the country because our State Department will not give him a passport. So I would love to know, you know, how they're going to justify saying that Trump supporters deserve to be locked up for decades, but they're actually allowing for hardcore Nazis, not fake Nazis like these Proud Boys who they say are Nazis and white supremacists when they're not. You know, Enrique Tarrio is half black, but actual hardcore tatted, you know, SS swastika flag waving Nazis who are doing, you know, Sieg Heil Hitler salutes in my face, screaming white power and calling me, you know, a K-I-K-E.
And not only are they traveling abroad, this bone face, but traveling in and out of an active war zone, allegedly, a country allegedly at war.
And staging rallies on major overpasses that could cause accidents. I mean, if you're going to have a rally like that.
Penetrating the Capitol on January 6th, and the list goes on and on. And the Victoria Nuland State Department confirmed 36 bioweapons labs funded by the U.S. taxpayer. All of the bodies are buried in Ukraine. And yes, it all ties
Victoria
back to
Nuland,
Burisma.
I brought up Victoria Nuland too in this investigation, because Victoria Nuland, who works in the State Department and worked under the department in the Obama administration with Biden as well, she went to Ukraine to help facilitate this color revolution in 2014. And so, you know, it's all the same individuals involved here, and everything, whether it's Charlottesville, whether it's the J6 protests, the first impeachment of President Trump, or these Nazi rallies that they're popping up across the country in an election year, it's all tying back to Ukraine. And it's looking like the CIA and the FBI and our government are funding is funding an actual color revolution and regime change. I mean, they carried out a coup against a sitting United States president. We already know that. They completely manufactured the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, okay, with foreign intelligence and phony foreign intelligence. Nobody went to jail. Nobody was held accountable. And then now they're using these Ukrainian spies to create conflict and spread lies of white supremacy and domestic terrorism and pin it on Trump supporters when these are Democrat operatives.
I got to get to break. This is a bombshell find and excellent journalism. This is why people follow you on Twitter, and you should. If you don't, at Laura Loomer, and by the way, McCain was there as well in 2014, as well as I believe,
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, the Pfizer butt slut warmonger, Lindsey Graham. Yes.
Yes, exactly. And people can also read more about my reporting on my Substack if they subscribe. That's lauraloomer.substack.com. Please subscribe, lauraloomer.substack.com, and follow me on Twitter, Gab, True Social, and Getter at Laura Loomer.
You deserve every follower that you got. Laura Loomer, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com.
My phone goes over and trying to make sure I don't miss something. I'm hoping that we can get one of those important calls. See, this is both from carotid and veins. Oh, look how thick that thing is.
It's like the alien.
Yeah, very similar. It came out of, apparently, I've got some of that's from a carotid artery and also some veins. So,
whoa.
back around November of last year, of 2021, people were asking me, well, how many people are having these strange clots? And I didn't have a very good answer for it. So starting in November, I started making notations of whether or not the person was clotted or not, or vaccinated. My green is people that have been verified or vaccinated. Yellow typically is somebody that has smaller clots. And the orange is somebody that had more significant clots, the clots that are really kind of concerning to me. I have it dated for the quarter, numbered by the quarter. So the entire quarter, I had about 130. Yeah, only almost 14% had no significant clotting. A lot of the substances that I'm seeing are stuff that looks pretty much, it's this white fibrous stuff. Now, instead of calling them blood clots, I try to refer to them as white fibrous clots or white fibrous structures. How come all of a sudden these things are happening in so many people?
Excellent question asked by Richard Hirschman. And of course, now we're just 2 weeks away from this brand new plandemic with all that entails, forced lockdowns, forced masking, compulsory shots. And then, of course, you know what comes after all of that. Mysterious illnesses, myocarditis, unexpected hospitalizations, and, of course, a massive wave of people who will die suddenly. Richard Hirschman, who you just saw there, is an embalmer. He played a central role in our massively successful documentary last year, Died Suddenly, which has now been seen by tens of millions, upward of 100 million people by this point. In the past year, Richard has continued to find these bizarre fibrous clots inside of the bodies of the vaccinated dead who pass through his business. And with this new wave of shots coming this fall, Hirschman is girding up for a grisly fall and winter. About a month ago, Richard tweeted an image of the bizarre white fibers that he's pulling out of corpses and said this, quote, "Democrats, Republicans, liberals, far left or right, white or black, I'm seeing this coming out of the circulatory system during the embalming process since early 2021. In the prior 20 years, I don't recall ever seeing this before. Something is causing this problem, and I think we should try to figure it out because I see it quite often now. May God help us." Unquote. Richard Hirschman joins us now. It's great to have you back. Thank you so much for coming. I mean, if you hadn't seen this in 20 years, and now you're seeing it since 2021, isn't it obvious what's causing them?
I would like to think it's pretty obvious, Stu. And it's still happening today.
So why is this a political issue? Why are we divided on this very obvious phenomenon because of, you know, ideology?
It shouldn't be a political issue. That's kind of why I wrote that tweet. It's about humanity and not about left or right, straight or gay, or, you know, it has nothing to do with political issues. It has to do with humanity itself. And I get frustrated that that people want to make it a political issue, but it is what it is. I think there's people that want to utilize the fear. They're going to try to find ways, in my opinion, to try to explain away what it is that we're seeing, and they're going to try to blame the excess deaths onto something other than what was mandated for so many people to do in the middle of 2021.
Well, I'm not going to ask you to speculate on what might be driving people to do that. You're not a psychologist, but in your profession, you're seeing what you're seeing. One of the first comments, and I'm going to paraphrase here because I don't have it up in front of me, but I remember looking at that tweet and seeing one of the first questions that somebody asked was, "So are you just posting images of parasitic worms?" To that you say what?
I don't know if they're parasitic worms. I understand why people would say that, because that's kind of what it looks like. But I've never seen any of these things move. And I know that I have sent these things out to people. And I would think that if it was a parasite, they would be able to tell that it was. But nobody's told me that it's a parasite.
What have people told you that it is?
Well, I've Dr. Ryan Cole has looked at these things, and he says it's full of eosinophils and neutrophils and all these other things that, you know, I'm not a medical expert, so I have a hard time understanding. I've had others that are saying that these are some type of hydrogel. Dr. Anna Mahalcha has received some of these clots. And there's more people that I've seen that kind of support what she is saying. It's some kind of a hydrogel. Karen Kingston talks about it a little bit. There's a lot of speculation, and I have a hard time saying 100% what it is when I don't fully understand the medical stuff myself. My hope is that enough of these people will debate about it or figure this thing out in order to come to a consensus to determine exactly what it is. All the fact checkers that are out there trying to discredit your documentary that you came out with and the things that I'm saying, they try to discredit it, saying I'm not qualified to determine cause of death or what these things are. And I haven't. All I'm saying is it's here and it's happening. They never explain exactly what it is. All they do is try to discredit and not come back with an answer that people will believe. There's no answer at all.
Okay, you've never tried to proclaim that the people are dying because of any certain cause. You're not qualified to determine cause of death, and you've never tried to do that. All you have always said is, I don't know why these are here. I've never seen this in 20 years. They are here now. That's a fact. Those are all facts. You're an embalmer. You're qualified to prepare people for burial, right? I mean, that's what you've been doing for how long now? How long?
It's at least 22 years now.
Okay, so who are these people that are writing this? Are they qualified to say factually that you're not an embalmer and that you're not finding these things and that you shouldn't be concerned about this, you know, anomaly that you're seeing that you have not seen in 20 years up until these compulsory shots were rolled out and so many people were coerced or forced to take them?
Exactly, Stu. Your point is spot on. And the one thing that that I've had some people tell me, one of the doctors that I know, he said, Richard, these people that are trying to discredit you, they're not embalmers. Granted, I'm not a doctor, but they are not embalmers. So for them to discredit me for what I see, I mean, I know what normal is. This stuff's not normal. And I shouldn't be seeing these things. And again, even though they try to discredit me, try to say, hey, you're not qualified, fine. I'm not trying to tell you these things are parasites or these things are whatever, but they're not telling us what it is either. But it's happening. And I can't determine their cause of death. All I can say is these things are happening. Now, see, there's this big debate going on a little bit, it seems like, in what I've been seeing, of whether these things are antemortem or postmortem, meaning whether these things are happening in people while they're alive or whether they're happening in people only after they die. And I've seen evidence on both sides of this. Family members that say, hey, you know, my loved one who died had, they say they had clots and some of them have been shown these clots and they describe them as rubbery clots. But their concern is, why are they not red? I thought a blood clot is red. Why are these things like white? That doesn't look like what I would consider a blood clot. And that comes out of living people. So how is it that this is only postmortem? I think it may be a combination of both. But again, I'm not qualified. I'm only telling you what I'm hearing. And of course, I can't tell you exactly these things are in living people when I didn't pull it out of them, out of a living person. But when you have family members and people that have survived saying, hey, they pulled this out of me or they pulled this out of my loved one while in surgery, that's a living person. So that means this isn't necessarily post-mortem clotting.
We haven't seen, here's the thing, is I think the most important takeaway from all of this that people need to understand, I'm going to say it again. You've been doing this for over 20 years. In 20 years of doing this, you have never seen this. And now all of a sudden it is here. It's very clear to me that the only thing that has changed is these weapons of biowarfare, which we know to contain hydrogel. So if Dr. Anna Mihalcha is saying that, if Karen Kingston is speaking to that, if she's personally examined them, I don't know. But if Dr. Anna Mihalcha, who has personally examined them, is saying that this is a hydrogel, we know that that's in these shots. So that would make sense. For us to look at circumstantial evidence like that, I've been doing this 20 years, never in 20 years have I seen this. The shots rolled out, now I'm seeing it. For hydrogel to be a known substance inside of these Pfizer injections, and then for these things to be, according to Dr. Anna Mihalcha, containing hydrogel, which is encapsulated in a lipid nanoparticle, which is classified by the patent as a weapon of biowarfare, what else would be safe to assume if that they're not causing these? Because we do know some things. A, you haven't seen these in your entire career until these shots came out. B, we have never seen a record-smashing number of professional athletes collapsing on the field of play like we have over the last 2 years. Three, we've never seen the explosion of myocarditis in people like we have over the past 2 years. Four, enlarged hearts. The list just goes on and on of all of the things that we have seen happen here. All-cause mortality. Actuaries and insurance companies are panicking because so many people are dying. And what we didn't have was during the pandemic pre-shot, we did not have an increase in total deaths that was noticeable. It didn't happen. Despite the fact that CNN had this ticker going relentlessly on the bottom of their screen for practically the entire year of all of these quote-unquote COVID deaths, but everybody remembers what these people did to us and how they lied to us and gaslit us nonstop, because everybody knows somebody who died in a motorcycle accident that was labeled a COVID death. Everybody knows somebody who was, you know, attacked by a shark that was labeled a COVID. It was ridiculous. These people were all labeled COVID deaths. Nobody was dying of the flu. Nobody, and old people weren't dying from, you know, strokes and heart attacks. They were dying from COVID. People weren't dying after having a bout with cancer or Alzheimer's. They were dying from COVID. Nobody was dying of any other cause besides COVID-19. They lied to us. But the facts all show that they're still lying. And all of the circumstantial evidence that we can see right out in the wide open with athletes collapsing, young people dying, enlarged hearts, people at the peak of their physical condition, Canadian doctors by the hundreds just dying suddenly, the whole died suddenly phenomena that the film helped to bring the attention to the world about all of these people that are dropping dead. And there's not one person who's being honest with themselves or the entire world or standing in front of Jesus that can tell you they don't know somebody who's died suddenly, including those demonic Satan-worshipping BBC reporters, journalists that interviewed me, who said, no, we don't know anybody, and they lied too, because one of their own reporters died suddenly after being injected with probably a dozen of these shots. So if you're lying, you might say, no. And I guess I'm not a psychologist either here, but I'll go out on a limb. People don't want to admit what they've done to themselves. It's got to be really hard to look at all of the physical evidence that you're bringing, to think about all of the circumstantial evidence that we talk about every day, and then to think, you know what? I've been injected with one or two or three or five of these things, and I might be a ticking time bomb, and I might end up on Hirschman's table long before I should.
I agree. They're trying to explain everything away while not discussing the elephant in the room. And I'm afraid it's going to continue to get worse. And all I can say to people is that have done this, just pray that you're one of the people that got away with not having any of these horrible side effects.
Or like, intended consequences as we...
Yeah, there's too many people. I know too many people that have side effects, and for something that's safe and effective and side effects are extremely rare, then explain why when you ask a large room of people, most of the hands go up if you ask them if they know somebody that's been injured by this vaccine. They're hiding it. They're trying to hide this stuff, and they're going to try to continue to push the fear. They're going to try to push more compliance, and I'm afraid that it's still going to get worse before it gets better.
And they think it's not coming for them, and they're sadly mistaken. And we're going to continue to bring attention to this nonstop, relentlessly, over and over. If it saves just one life, if that documentary or Died Suddenly 2, which we're working on, or this program, or your advocacy and your outreach and your screaming from the pulpit at Twitter and on shows like mine and everywhere that you can. Somebody please look into this. We appreciate you constantly doing that. We're never going to give up. Richard Hirschman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Of course, you know, and here's the deal. Right now, actively, as we speak, there is this new variant coming out of nowhere, likely Fort Detrick, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, or maybe one of the dozens of Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen, U.S. taxpayer-funded biolabs in Ukraine, where all of the bodies are buried, or maybe the biolabs in Uganda, or maybe the biolabs in, Wuhan, China. This is happening. These variants are coming out. New shots are already ready. For a variant that they had no idea was coming, all of a sudden there is some bivalent mRNA solution that's going to save your life after they instill the fear of God into you, send everybody into a panic, lock everybody down. This one's going to really affect kids, they're going to tell you, because everybody loves their kids. And so right now, as we speak, there are parents standing in line waiting to bring their kids to get injected with this thing after everything that we just saw. The only answer right now is extreme accountability. Step one, seize every single one of Pfizer's assets. Step two, seize every single one of these stockpiles of these injections. Step three, incinerate or otherwise destroy every single one of these injections on U.S. soil. And step four, bring before a military tribunal everyone responsible for rolling these shots out, try them, and fry them. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
I really wish I didn't have to bring you this disgusting news. But you know that holster company that I've been working with as a sponsor for the past 4 months, Vanish Holsters, they've just been banned. Yeah, even though they're legally allowed to purchase it, Amazon, Google, and Facebook just banned it for sale to more than 7.7 million Americans who live in a certain state. Now, the good news is they can't stop me or us from getting it in their hands, or in your hands, for that matter. Now, crazy enough, the reason that it was banned is because that holster, Vanish Holster, enhances the concealment of a weapon better than just about any other holster on the market. And even better, it works with 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. Best of all, using my link, you get it for $40 off. So lock in your special pricing right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. Again, that's vnsh.com/stew. Again, vnsh.com/stew. So six cups of fruits, six cups of vegetables every single day. That's what we're supposed to be taking in. Any doctor will tell you that. Parents work really hard to make sure that their kids get fruits and vegetables, of course, because fruits and vegetables lead to a healthy life. Less cancer, less diabetes, less illness in general. Better, more robust immune system that fights for you. Fruits and vegetables are the thing. Who in the hell has time to cut up six cups of fruit and six cups of vegetables and then try to eat them every day? Try getting your kid to eat six cups of vegetables every day. So that's why I'm so excited to talk to you about our new sponsor here on the program, Field of Greens. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Go to fieldofgreens.com. All of your fruits, all of your vegetables. This isn't some synthetic crap that comes from China. This is real fruits and real vegetables, plus it tastes really great. The thing that I noticed right away is the amount of energy that I have, the clearer thinking, and then over the first week or so, clearer skin. Just happened automatically, more vibrant, more bright, more clear. But the energy that I'm feeling, and obviously I haven't been sick. My immune system must be working great. 6 cups of fruits and vegetables. By the way, Field of Greens says that if this doesn't work for you, if your doctor doesn't say, hey, you're doing something right, just keep doing whatever you're doing, they'll give you your money back. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Use the promo code STU. Again, fieldofgreens.com, promo code STU. The Stu Peters Show continues right now.